All right. This morning, after I viewed the television broadcast, I was getting ready for the service. The Lord began to speak to me some things, and I don't even have a title for this. I guess by the time I read it, maybe we can discern what the title is. Anyway, the Lord gave me Revelation chapter 12. I just kept seeing the woman in travail. Verse 1, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. She, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. This is the Antichrist beast system that it's referring to here. And what is the beast trying to do? What is all of this operation that's going on about? Is to rescue the children from the beast. That's how the Lord put it to me. Every child is in danger. Every woman that consents to an abortion, the devil's sitting there waiting for her to deliver so they can kill it, use it for baby body, the baby parts, for cannibalism, for drinking of blood, sacrificing to demons. This is the Antichrist beast system. The kingdom of God comes without observation. I came, taught, went to the cross, and rose from the dead, and most never knew it. Scripture was fulfilled right in front of their faces, and they never saw it, and they never knew it. Same in Noah's day until the flood came and took them all away. So is the coming of the kingdom age. The wicked generation seeking signs missed it. The wicked generation seeking signs today will also miss it. The kingdom within follows the kingdom within. Say, following the kingdom is following the kingdom within. I think I wrote that down wrong. When you seek and you follow the kingdom within, you will not follow signs. You don't follow signs. Signs follow believers, right? The Lord says, if you will follow the kingdom that's within, then you won't miss it. The kingdom's inside of you. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. They will not hear the voice of the thief. This is why many will say to me, Lord, Lord, but I don't recognize them. Neither did they recognize me. So they're looking out here. All outward. The church operates totally, pretty well that way. Signs, signs, everywhere signs. You know that song that came out. The church is looking for signs. It has all been behind the scenes, hidden in plain sight. This is their demonic way. This is their way. It takes spiritual insight to discern what has been done in secret. It has been covertly, and my church is looking for it. What? Overtly. Third temple, 2 reincarnated prophets, 7 weeks of tribulation that are not weeks but years, abomination of desolation, that is child sacrifice, drinking of blood, cannibalism. Since Genesis 3, even Obama dressed up as Baphomet and stood at Mile High Stadium in Colorado and proclaimed himself God, opened the portal. That's how what happened. That's how we got homosexual marriage pushed through the Supreme Court without anybody knowing about it. A demon. A doctrine of a demon. We walk by faith and not by sight. Follow the kingdom within and you will enter right into my kingdom reign. It is coming. It is already here. Whether men believe it or not, many will just do what they have always done until they fall dead in the dust. None the wiser. Many are called, but few are chosen. Okay, that was it.